I think today we've seen a team that are individuals, either looking after themselves rather than a team game. You know, these guys are on yearly contracts. It's getting to the end of the season. They're not wanting to get injured, and some are looking to move on elsewhere. And you know, for me, I've been going on about how, you know, I need a team, but today we've certainly seen some individuals looking after themselves.
How many of the players do you think were in that category?
There's quite a few.
Is that something you would expect at this stage of the season? Is it something that you will accept at this stage of the season?
There's only one game left. You know, what we've got to understand here is that they're on year contracts, but if there's a lot of young boys who've never been, you know, played at this level for long enough, and they don't understand if you're not playing week in, week out at a level that's acceptable, you know, then you won't move on anywhere. If you are doing and you cut out mistakes, then you've every right to move on somewhere. But I think that today, and it's something that the boys know that I've not accepted, and I've been told I don't accept it, there was too many of them looking after themselves.
And it was a performance that started with Aldershot Town taking lead. Dan Walker getting his first home goal.
Yeah, you know, we knew we could get in behind them, cause them problems, but we didn't do it enough. And, you know, Dan takes his goal at the second attempt. But then thereafter, we lose two goals from set pieces, which has been, you know, it's an individual responsibility. Players are told to mark up. If they don't mark up, then that's what happens. And, you know, other than going on and marking them myself, there's not much I can do about that.
In terms of the season as a whole at home, it's four straight home defeats to finish the season. The 12 home defeats equals a club record. It's statistics that don't bear out well what the team have been trying to do here at home. Is it a fair reflection, do you think, of the team's performances at home this season?
No, listen, we've had some good performances and not won, and we've had some good performances and won. But overall, that's not good enough. I understand that, you know, and I accept that, and the fans are right to vent their anger. I have no problem with that whatsoever. They're right to, you know, vent their anger, whether it's at me or whether it's at the team, you know, because I've not seen enough wins at home, and I have no problem with that. The only thing I can say is that we work hard to try and, you know, win the games. It's not that the boys aren't working hard. They work hard in every game. But I can't disagree that it's been a disappointing, that the home form's been disappointing.
What needs to change next season for that to improve? Is it personnel? Is it tactics or what?
Well, it'll be personnel. Players will come and go. But, you know, we work hard in a shape and in a, you know, on our defenders, trying to make sure that they're in the right areas. But unfortunately for us, we get too many that switch off or have lapses of concentration, and we get punished for it.
You mentioned in your programme notes that the budget this year was 20% down on last year. You said the budget has been confirmed for next season. How does it compare to this season's budget?
Well, that's something that's between me and the chairman, you know, and it'll remain like that, and that's the way it should be.
Is it a budget you're pleased with?
It's a budget that, you know, we can work with.